Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 7. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning. 3 verse 9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. The mystery of the faith. Speaking very, very quickly on the mystery of faith. Now, our objective is just onefold: unraveling the mystery of faith. It is clear that the subject of faith is a mystery subject to many. So people battle to walk, they battle to operate or function in faith, to walk in faith, to operate in faith, to function in faith is a battle for many. But faith is very important for at least four reasons. Number one, our overall victory in life is hinged on faith. Overall life victory. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Overall victory in life is anchored, is hinged on faith. Number two, faith is critical for life. That is, quality and durability. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the just shall live. By his faith. Quality of life, durability of life. Number three, look at what we saw from this woman just now. Faith is a shield against strange arrows and attacks of the enemy. Strange arrows, strange attacks of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We quench arrows of attack by faith. And finally, faith is the basis or foundation of our salvation. Is the basis or the foundation of our salvation. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 said we are saved by faith. By grace we are saved. Verse 8. By grace we are saved through faith. So when our faith is challenged, our spirituality is at risk. When our faith is challenged, our spirituality is at risk. So for these four reasons, like the four legs of a stool, we need faith. Because first, life's victory is anchored on faith. Second, please qualify this. Faith is critical for life, dash, quality and durability. The quality of your life and how durable, how long you can last, they are all anchored on faith. Anything that determines your life is important. And third, faith is a shield against strange arrows and attacks of the enemy. And finally, we just saw a strange arrow just now. Faith is the basis of our salvation. We are saved by faith. When a person is away from the pathway of faith, salvation is at risk. Somebody say a loud amen. So this morning, we shall be unraveling the mystery of faith. What is faith all about? Number one, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Number one, faith is giving substance to or substantiating the things we hope for through the word of God. You give substance to or substantiating the things you hope for with the word of God. That is, making our hopes and our expectations concrete or solid through the word of God. Making our hopes, making our expectations concrete through the word of God. Giving our hopes and expectation foundation to stand on. That is, I do not just want these things. God wants me to have them because I saw them in His word. God, through the provisions and promises of His word, wants me to have them. The things you want can be wishes. But when they stand on the word, by His stripes I am healed, they become faith. They become solid. They carry weight in the realm of the spirit. Hope is substanceless wishes. Faith is substantiated expectation. Am I communicating at all? I must pass my exam. Number one, I have worked. In every labor, there is profit. Number two, his word says I am the head and not the tail. Supernatural supply should not be my problem. Number one, because he said I shall serve the Lord my God and he shall bless me and bless my bread and my water. Number two, he said if I practice the covenant, I will see the results and the dividends of it. And then in every labor there is profit. I am laboring. Hallelujah. So that is faith. It's giving substance to what you hope. So it is not important to want things. What does the word of God say about the things you want? It is not important to expect things. What is the stand of the things you expect in the world? That is why we are not all at the same level of faith. It's more like a lawyer who is going to the courtroom and is demanding judgment on the certain provisions of the law. His case carries weight. As opposed to the one who is just on the basis of sentiments or this or that. What is faith? Number two, is somebody getting anything here this morning? It is giving substance to the things we hope for using the word. Number two is like unto it. In chapter 3, in verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, he said, through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. You know, a frame, like a picture frame. Number two definition. Faith is gaining understanding from the word of God. Through faith we understand. Is gaining understanding from the word of God in order to direct the events of our world. Gaining understanding from the word of God in order to direct the events of our world. Say it another way. It is using the word of God to define or establish the boundaries of our world. Using the word of God to define the boundaries of the world in which you live. Using the word of God to define and establish the boundaries of our world. What's the meaning of that? This can be allowed in my life, in my world. And this cannot be allowed. This is the boundary. By the word of God, my life is in this sphere. 1, 2, 3, 4. I am in this boundary. I can't step into that zone. Witchcraft. This is the boundary in which I live. Right here. Witchcraft oppression, don't cross this boundary. Manipulations from the pit of hell cannot cross this boundary into here. Oppression can't enter here. Hallelujah. That is, you hedge your life. You define the boundaries of your world with your faith. Faith is what you use to determine what is allowable and what is disallowed in your life. What is acceptable and what is unacceptable in your life. Somebody say amen. Somebody say loud amen. When we started our journey 30 something years ago, even before we became pastors, there was a law in the house that says that you cannot say something finished. Food has finished. No, food can't finish. Soap has finished. No, soap can't finish. Nothing finishes. Things may need replacement, but they don't finish. Hallelujah. That is not allowed. It's not allowed. It's not a vocabulary that is allowed. Somebody say amen. So faith is gaining understanding from the word of God in order to direct the events of our world. It's using the word of God to define or establish the boundaries. When I say your world, I'm talking of your world, your own life. What is faith? Number 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It's a true faith we understand. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What is faith? Number 3. Faith is confidence in the reality and reliability of God on the basis of his word and acting or functioning in that confidence in word and deed. It's a long one. Again, faith is confidence in the reality and reliability of God. By faith, you have confidence that God is real and God is reliable on the basis of what you saw in his word. And then you begin to function or act in that confidence by how you speak and how you act. God is real. God is reliable because his word says so. And you are functioning in that confidence by how you talk, by the things you do. And people are wondering, what is the secret of this person? He's so bold. Some will even think you are proud or arrogant. The Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. We have operated in confidence in the reality of supernatural supply, year in, year out, government in, government out, irrespective of who or what is there per time. You are going around the world holding crusades, taking no offering in the crusades, giving food to people, medical supplies. In the climate that a lot of people are under pressure. How is that possible? There is nothing that has reduced in our lives as a ministry from day one till date. It's just all the way up. Look at that. All the way up like that. All the way up. Just keeps going. Because we are confident in the reality of someone. In the reliability of someone. And we act with him in mind. Not with the system that we are in per time. Number four, faith is accessing revelations from the Word of God and taking responsibilities to see the possibilities of God. Accessing revelations from the Word of God and taking responsibilities in order to see the possibilities of God. In the journey of faith, you see the possibilities of God from His Word. Then you accept responsibilities placed on you so that those possibilities can see reality in the physical. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 7. Hebrews 11:7. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house. See, look at that. He heard from God and he moved. That hearing is the revelation. That move is the responsibility. So in the journey of faith, there is always something to do. It is not just something you heard or something you read. There is something to do. Responsibilities are the secret of the possibilities of faith. Somebody say a loud amen. Every faith that lacks responsibility, when faith lacks responsibility, it becomes irresponsible possibility thinking. Did you hear what I just said? There is something called possibility thinking. Just think that all things are possible. Just think that things can work. That is in the realm of motivational talk. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's in the realm of motivational talk. It has a little place. It has some place because there is a connection between your thought and your result. But when we are talking faith, it doesn't stop with the thought. It proceeds into the action. It proceeds into what you do. Because it is what you do that God will pick to produce the results you see. Somebody say hallelujah. Am I communicating at all? I've seen people wish for things for 20 something years. They just sat down wishing for things. I've seen people wish for billions and they tell you it's as if the billions are available. It's the way they say if wishes were horses, even beggars will ride. So there's this money we have been expecting. How much? 3 trillion euros. You know, when you're a pastor, you confront a lot of prayer requests. How much are you expecting? Oh, the fund has already moved, but it's hanging somewhere. And that expectation has been on for 10 years, 15 years. $200 billion. And all that such kind of expectations. And I am not saying that is not possible. But provided the only thing that makes you to do is to sit down and be waiting and doing nothing, you are wasting your life. Sitting down, waiting and doing nothing. In the journey of faith, there is aggressivity of action. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There is a move to make. And I will show you two examples just now. There is a move to make. There are steps to take that. That is the responsibility of faith. That is the responsibility that brings the possibility. We are not here in this place by chance. We didn't wish things to happen by chance. Very, 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 very aggressive and intense action brought forth many results. Now let me give you, let's look at those definitions from number one all the way. That faith is giving substance or substantiating the things we hope for through the word. That is, this is what I want. What does the word of God say? What gives me the right to expect God to do it for me? Alright, this is what the word of God says, and I saw it in the word. Number two, I gain understanding from the word of God in order to direct the events of my life. This is allowed. This is not allowed. That is faith. Thirdly, faith gives me the confidence that God is real and God is reliable. I am not just dealing with a God that is not reliable. The meaning of that is, if you doubt the reality of God, if you doubt the reliability of God, you can never walk faith. If you are not sure that God is real, and if you are not sure that God is reliable, you can't walk the walk of faith. Literally means taking hold of God's faithfulness. God is faithful and I'm holding to it. God is faithful and I am holding to it. God is faithful and I am holding to it. And then of course, it is accessing revelation from the word of God and taking the responsibilities. Things that you need to do, steps you need to take, moves you need to make. Now let's look at two examples of all this that we have said together. Number one was Noah. In Genesis, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, where he gave the story of Noah. He said, Noah was warned of things not yet seen. Moved. What were the things that were not yet seen? God said there will be a flood. And between the creation and this time that God was talking to Noah in Genesis chapter 6, there had not been an account that there was a rain. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I believe it was in Genesis chapter 2 verse 8, where the Bible said it had not rained on the earth, for there was not a man to till the ground. Even after the creation, that this was rainfall, there wasn't any such account. Only for he to hear that there would not just be rain but a flood. Question is, what is rain? Next question is, how does flood look like? But how are you sure it will come to pass? Then it took him 100 years. Ask this man whether he needs the bed. This guy. I'm standing near you and your guys are closing. No matter how tired you are. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years, not 20 years, about 100 years, standing on the same word, standing on the same stand, on the same ground. God spoke to Noah around the 500 year of Noah's life. The flood came around the 600th year. 100 neat years deep gap. And the flood came. But No, I didn't sit down and say, let me see the first drop first. He moved. And in his move, he constructed an ark. In the film of the children's film of Noah's Ark, that they normally depicted people laughing at him, jeering at Noah. Ha ha, see this crazy man. What is he constructing? And at the end of it, even though he tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. So, the voice of God that we see in the word will provoke the move of man. That is called faith. If you have not moved, faith is not at work yet. In the journey of faith, there is a move by man. There is something to do. There is an action. There is a step to take. Even if the step to take means refusing to be sad, refusing to be gloomy because you saw something from the world that says your result is coming. Whatever it is, there is an action, something to do to show that you believe what the Bible said. And you see, it's like the game of chess. First of all, you saw something in the world, then you move. Then the move of man will always provoke the move of God. The action of man, you know the law in physics that says to every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The action of man will provoke the reaction of God. It will provoke the response of God. That is where we see the results of faith. Somebody say amen. When we started the construction of this glory dome, maybe if we knew what it will entail completely before we started, maybe we would not have started. I think it's good for a person to talk through. Correct. It was after we entered that we knew the full implication to construct a little segment of concrete from one end to the other was then 2015, 33 million for one small segment, and we are going for 200 and something meters. The concrete company that we invited, I think Lafarge or so, they measured it in meters. By the time they cast a segment, and wow, we have to get concrete machines. We have to get this kind of rolling concrete machines, bashing plant. God, we have to get everything to do it directly. But God was happy because we didn't know the implication before we started, so that we can proceed by faith. And every step kept going. We kept moving, we kept moving. No stress, no tension until where we are today. I prophesy to somebody, in the name of Jesus, your faith will not fail. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Your faith will not fail. Your faith will produce results. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Look at somebody by your side, say your faith will not fail. Say make the move, and God will make his move. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Hey! That was the story of Noah. Example number 2. The woman with the issue of blood. These are places where we saw like the theater of faith or the laboratory of faith, where faith experimentations were done. Mark chapter 5 verse 25 all the way to verse 34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, she suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Are you following? And immediately Jesus knew. Now let's back up to verse 25 now. So you can see the process. She was a certain woman. She had an affliction. The first thing that happened to her, the next verse, was that she had something. She has suffered. Okay, verse 27. She has passed through so much. And then she had faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? Good. So she heard. She heard the word. She heard that there is a man of Galilee that is passing by and is healing people and is delivering the oppressed. I love that man of Galilee. He has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and placed the Holy Ghost in me. I love that man of God. So what did she do? First of all, she heard. Look at your number, say you need to hear something. That is why it is baseless to try to get something without a revelation from the word. So she heard. Bring back that passage. And then she heard. She came in the press behind and touched. But before she came, look at verse 28. For she said. So the first thing she heard, that hearing changed her mentality. Then she said, we are going to do the faith process before this month is over. Because faith has something to do with what you say. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13. He said, for we having the same spirit of faith, we according as it is written, we believe, therefore have we spoken. What you believe is useless until it is said. Said by yourself, said in front of your mirror, said anywhere. So she heard first. Then she said. And after she said, she moved and she touched. Ola, ola. Ola, ola. Ola, your name is very popular. I see some people struggling. Somebody said that since Ogayolo came, they are trying to forget his name. Hallelujah. So she moved. And as she moved, what happened? The issue of blood dried. She moved. Heaven moved. The question is, all the things you have been hearing, what has he done to your heart? Then what has he done to your speech? Then what has he done to your actions? Everybody say country is hard. You're also talking the same way. Things are not working. You're also talking the same way. You must know people before you succeed. You're also talking the same way. No. Let it change your words. Let your utterance change. Our God does not supply according to the economy of the nation. He supplies according to his riches in glory. Hey! So every time you hear, ask yourself, what am I to do with what I am hearing? Lord, what do you want me to do? What responsibility is this word placing on me? We have to close this morning by what is my counsel on the journey of faith? Just two things for this morning. Number one, pursue the knowledge of God. Pursue relationship with God. Pursue the knowledge of and relationship with God intensely. It is a builder of faith. Pursue the knowledge of God. Pursue relationship with God intensely. It is a builder of faith. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Pursue the knowledge of God. Trust is built from knowledge. Trust is built from relationship. My wife holds my checks, bank cards, debit cards, international passport, everything. She's holding them. But how many of you know it's not everybody you can give things like that to hold? They run away. Or do some dangerous transactions that will put you in trouble the rest of your life. Why is that possible? Trust based on relationship of 32 years by next week, Thursday. That is the marriage itself, the marriage itself. And as usual, we are at the crusade ground on that anniversary. Yes. Do you understand what I'm talking about? In the same manner. So, you can trust God if you know him. If you spend time with him, you can trust him. Which is the bedrock of faith. And then, she does not need to beg me for things. Or, I beg. I need this for me, for children. It doesn't happen. The request is natural if relationship is strong. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is like your brother, your sister can be comfortable to ask you for something. Okay? But a stranger sees you on the roadside. I say, please, can you give me 100,000 there? He said, how? You gave me 100,000 to hold for you? Especially the way he's with audacity asking you. I have not known you from anywhere. Relationship, strong relationship, is a major basis of requests. Major basis of requests. It's a major basis of confidence. Hallelujah. So, alike us, in our journey of faith, don't struggle for faith. Struggle to know God. Don't start with a struggle to have faith. Just struggle to know him. Just struggle to have a relationship that is vibrant and buoyant. Know God, let God know you. Let him know your voice in the closet. Then he will respond to you in the public. That word that just landed, wind cannot carry it too. Let him know your voice in the closet. Then he can respond to you in the public. But do we crusade that we went? You would think that we are in a national crusade. The kind of things happen in a short time. Let me say this again. Let the struggle, I don't have faith, let that struggle die. Let the struggle now be the struggle to know him. Be struggling to know God. Struggle to know him. Paul the apostle knew him. And by the knowledge of God, he began to operate a faith that that no devil could stop. Finally, pursue light and insight from the Word of God. Especially, did I say anything about, give you a passage, Hebrews 11:6. Pursue light and insight from the Word of God. Especially in any area of your challenge. Light and insight from the Word of God. Especially in your area of challenge. Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You charge your faith with light. You fuel your faith with insight. There are times you begin to move like a lion because you saw something, you heard something, and you knew something. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a loud amen. From the day I knew that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, I became convinced that nobody owns any land. The real owner of land is God. And if God needs it per time, maybe for use for his work or for use for his children, no landlord is landlord where God is. He's a caretaker. No landlord is landlord where God is. There are lands we had looked for before, but in the time past, in different places, different locations, here or there. They said, no, we can never sell it. For where? You have sold it since. We did Nyanya Crusade the other day. And we did that. That crusade ground is our land. Can you show the clip of that? That crusade field, like a crusade field. Huh? For a long time, it's not available. For where? He available. He available. Even when we came to the airport road, looking for big, massive land that can take 100,000 seats, 75,000. So there's no such available place. No such available. You can go towards Nasarawa or Abaji site. But in Abuja itself, you can't find such land. We find since. So light charges your faith. What you can dare, what you can take delivery of is a product of what you have seen. Because I saw that Jehovah owns the land. Even government will hand over the land if God wants it. If God needs it. Because God is the owner of government. It's not available. He available. Praise the Lord. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Papa Yedeko say he saw one day in a dream where they were burying the devil, not himself. And he was standing and watching. He said, and he woke up instead of prayer, but said, devil, are you not a dummy? Have you ever seen where they are burying the person and the person is still watching his burial? He says, it's you they are burying. Stand up on your feet. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I thought media you'd be wiser than this.
Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.
That is a time, a slight time lap in the broadcast. So when we say stand up here, in some places they are seated. And so, and a shout of praise, and then we're soon in this same week in Jalingo, Thursday, Friday. They are threatening from everywhere to come, from Wokari, from Takun, from everywhere to come. That's Jalingo there, and the whole place is charged, the earth being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Listen, somebody, this month your faith must work. Everybody who is tired of believing God, this month your faith must work. Your faith must produce results. Your faith must produce answers. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen.